Hi guys, welcome back to the Proverbs 31 Women Podcast. I don't know why I said it like that, but anyways, I'm so glad that you're taking another listen to my podcast. I just had an amazing quiet time, and God has definitely been showing me things about myself and about, I guess, where he wants me to move forward in certain ways. And it's not so much with tangible things, but it's more spiritually. So for this podcast, I know that the last one, I made it a Christmas theme and, you know, talking about words and, you know, how that's a priceless gift. But today I want to talk about dreams. And you know, when you wake up on Christmas morning, you are so excited because, well, at least when you're little, you know, you dream all year about the special present that you're going to get. And I know for me, for a long time, it was a dog. I always the day after Thanksgiving, or not the day after, the same day, there is the dog show. And so every year in my family, we watch it. And I always wanted a dog. So ever since I was a little girl, I was dreaming about getting a dog. And for the longest time, my parents kept saying, no, you can't get a dog yet. And I just remember being, why? Why can't I have this? This is my dream. Like, I need to have a dog. And this is going to sound really silly, but I mean, when you're, you know, when you're 10 years old, 8 years old, like, your dreams, you know, are pretty, whether it was a Barbie dream house, or for me, I loved My Little Ponies when I was younger and Barbies. But when you're little, everything is so elevated and wondrous. But anyways, I wanted a dog for so long, and my parents, they did the right thing because they knew that I wasn't ready yet. But how can you tell a little 8-year-old that they're not ready to have a dog when they want it? And so they would always just tell me, be patient. You never know. Maybe next year or whatever. And for a while, I had to wait for my dream to be fulfilled. You know, an 8-year-old, you dream to have a dog. But anyways, just dreaming to have something that is so furry and cuddly and cute. Anyways, if you're a dog lover, then you would totally understand this. But if you're not and you love cats, I love cats too. I used to have cats. That's besides the point. So, when I was in, I think, 2nd or 3rd grade, it was Christmas morning, and my parents, you know, they wrapped all the gifts. They stayed up really late the night before. And so my sister and I, you know, were opening up our gifts. And then we went to go play with our toys upstairs. And then my parents, it was a while that we were playing. And then my parents called us back down. They're like, you have one more present. And we were like, what? And all of a sudden, you see a big, it was shaped like a box. But it actually was, you know, something else. So my sister and I start opening it, taking the wrapping paper off or whatever. And we see it's a cage. And then inside, we see something moving. I'm like, what is this? What's going on? And then I see it's a dog. And I am such an my sister and I, I'm more of the emotional one where I'm like, something good, something bad. I feel so overwhelmed. In that moment, I felt so overwhelmed with joy that I just started crying. I was like, Mom, we got a dog. We got a dog. And you guys, I need you to understand that for an 8-year-old little girl, this was huge. I think I was 8, because I know I'd said earlier that I was dreaming about having a dog when I was 8, but it was even before then. It was for probably a few years. And then when I was 8, I'm trying to correct myself, that's when we got the dog. And I just remember seeing the most perfect, little, he looked like a bear cub, Winston. If those of you that don't know me personally, I still have that dog, and I'm 20, and I might have been like 8 or 10. Yeah, I think I was 8 because, oh my gosh. Anyways, I just remember being so overwhelmed with joy, and that was the one of the biggest dreams I had as a little girl, was to get a dog. But now that I'm 20, dreams start to change. You don't dream for the Barbie dream house anymore. You don't dream about, you know, having a puppy dog on Christmas, which that was actually the best gift that my sister and I ever had. Shout out to Mom and Dad, because they really outdid themselves that year without any of us finding out. Anyways, but you're probably asking yourself, Kayla, you know, I love dogs, but when are you going to talk about God now? I'm getting to that. Anyways, as I said earlier, we all have dreams. You think your dreams are small. Some of you may think they're big and crazy, far-fetched. But you know what? That's the point of dreams. Dreams aren't supposed to be limited to your ability, your capabilities. I knew as an 8-year-old little girl, I wasn't able to get a dog. I wasn't able to afford it. I didn't have the finances. I'm 8. I'm dreaming about what ice cream I'm going to have for dessert, what flavor. I'm thinking about how I'm going to get my homework done and know my addition facts. You know what I mean? Like, it was outside of my capability. And my parents knew that I wasn't ready to handle that prior, before being 8 or 10 years old. I forget the exact age. Yeah, they knew that I wasn't ready, that they were, I guess, waiting till I was mature and developed to handle something of that caliber. And that's like with God, you guys. God is our parent. He knows that the dreams and desires that are inside of our hearts, and he sees that. And sometimes it's so easy to get sidetracked and to think that our dreams are just too big for God. And, you know, how are we ever going to get there? And, you know, you have to think about the innocence as of a child thinking on Christmas, they've been waiting all year for this gift. This dream that they had, been dreaming about playing with my Barbie dream house or my Brat dolls or whatever. And their innocence and wonder. And we lose that. We often lose that when we get older and we start maturing and we start, you know, adults start telling us, welcome to the real world, get a reality check. And we lose that wonder, that dream that we had inside of our hearts, because we let others taint the view or put filters or limits around what we could dream about. And I want to encourage you in this season of just excitement and childlike wonder, don't lose that dream that's buried deep inside of your heart, that others have told you that it's not possible, that you'll never get there. Trust me, I'm still believing for a dream. I'm believing, God, that one day I'll be able to go to Australia. And you guys are probably like, Kayla, why Australia? Like, that's so random, blah, blah, blah. I'll have to tell you more details about that in another episode. But that's my dream. And I've been dreaming about that since I was probably 15 years old, 14 years old, and I'm 20 now. So it's been a minute that I've been dreaming about going there and all the other things that are included in that dream. But, you know, sometimes we may not get our dream as soon as we would like, but God is that parent reminding us. And as I was praying today, God just reminded me of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. And I'm not going to go into the beginning of it, but the midpoint of the scripture says, I will never under any circumstances give you up, nor leave you without any support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake you or let you down or relax my hold on you. Bam. Write that down. Hebrews 13:5. That could be your memory verse, because that, oh my gosh, I had to write it on a note card so it can be in my room whenever I need to look at it. And you guys, that scripture just speaks to every fiber of my heart. I want you guys to know that whatever your dream is, big or small, have that childlike wonder. Just like I had on Christmas morning, and how we all need to revert back to that, the innocence of trusting that whatever God says, it will happen. Don't limit your dreams, because ultimately you're limiting God and you're putting restrictions on Him. Think, if it wasn't outside of you, if it's not outside your capability, is it really a dream? Because the things that seem impossible, that's for God. So go big or go home, guys, is what I'm saying. Trust God, because He will never relax His hold on you. He's always with you, no matter what, no matter your finances, no matter the relationships you have with others, whether it's your children, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, your siblings, your parents, whatever's going on around you, know that God is always with you, and He will support you and never leave you helpless. Be blessed. You're loved. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Good night. And I'm stopping it now. I don't know why I didn't. Okay, here we go. Good night, guys. The real good night.